ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. تبكي وتمسح دمعها حلب، وبقلبها من حزنها لهب، حقد النصيريين يشعلها، والجامع الأموي ينتحب. حلب وتحلف ألف قاذفة أن الطغاة بأمنها لعب. والغرب يشرب كأس سكرته، وبمثلها يتضلع العرب. يا قلعة الشهباء لا تهن، فالنصر والتمكين يقترب. إني أرى الأعداء قد حملوا ذل الهزيمة فيك وانقلبوا. وأرى من الأبطال كوكبة لما تمادى المعتدي وثب. لا تجزعي لا تجزعي، فالظالمون لهم يوم من الخذلان مرتقب. النصر عند الله يمنحه للصابرين إذا هم احتسبوا. الله يهزم كل ذي صلف، فتعلقي بالله يا حلب. Dear brothers and sisters, never in the history of war has the world been able to follow up close and personal the lives and the news of people who have suffered during a brutal war. We watched in disbelief as the people have sent their final messages from besieged eastern Aleppo. Whose heart does not bleed following the events of the last 2 weeks in eastern Aleppo? The regime's aerial bombardment, illegal use of chlorine and chemical weapons, barrel bombs, and incessant shellings have facilitated massive territorial gains over the last 2 weeks or so, leaving the Syrian Free Army to defend a very small pocket of land with an estimated 100,000 civilians crammed into the remaining buildings. The streets of the district have been littered with unburied dead bodies. Buildings have been reduced to rubble, with living people together with the dead buried underneath, and yet there is no one to rescue them. There were gruesome reports of countless atrocities being carried out by the regime and its sectarian militias, with summary executions of civilians, medical staff, and even children. Cases of rape were also reported. The truth is, dear brothers and sisters, the Muslims of Aleppo realized that no one, no country, and no world body has come to their rescue, despite the world watching graphic news reports after news reports of Aleppo, video appeals, and children tweeting for help and support have fallen on deaf ears. Dear brothers and sisters, we know now, as Muslims, we can be starved, gassed, bombed, shot, buried alive, and dispossessed, and no one will give us a second thought, not even our so-called Muslim leaders. Not even a single loaf of bread was allowed into Aleppo. That is an age that professes human rights and international criminal laws. But such laws do not seem to apply to Muslims. Dear brothers and sisters, After months of resistance and extreme bravery, eastern Aleppo had fallen, and the Aleppans have been expelled. Is it a defeat, though? The fall of Aleppo is not a defeat, but an immense victory of its Muslims. To the very end, the brave, dignified, honorable, and steadfast Muslims of eastern Aleppo fell prostrating to their Lord rather than at the feet of their oppressors. They chose death through resistance rather than being subjugated to rape, humiliation, torture, or execution. This is the ultimate bravery and dignity. We salute these brave souls who have fallen with honor and respect rather than cowering and bleeding for mercy for a merciless, heartless, and spineless regime and its fanatics. Their courage, fortitude, and resilience serve as a shining example and inspiration to the rest of the Muslim Ummah. We are truly blessed to have brothers and sisters in deen who have taught us a true lesson in high moral behavior. During time of prosecution and oppression. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Dear brothers and sisters, what do? We, the Ummah, have been beset with turmoils after turmoils, and after each one, people feel self-defeat, helplessness, and so on. Is this what we should be feeling? As I mentioned in the last part of the previous khutbah, the first khutbah, it is really for the people of Aleppo, it is not a defeat. It is an act of bravery. It is an act of resistance. It is the ultimate sacrifice. It is people believing in their principles and that this is their place that they defended to the very last minute. It is really the international world watching whether they are such as Russia helping in destroying that part of the world, or like the rest claiming that they are on the other side. Both have done destruction to the case of Aleppo and indeed to the case of Syria. One of the objectives of the Jum'ah is really to give solutions. Although the Khatib at the end of the day is a human being, and with all endeavors in the world is part of the community and part of the Muslims, but there are always ways of coming out of turmoils and catastrophes. Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that the Prophet ﷺ himself was expelled from Mecca. He was weak. His followers were helpless at that time, few in number. And yet, not many years later, he came victorious. And that is really, as in the story of Lut and his people, أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون. Expel the family of Lut because they are pure, they are clean, they don't do what you do. That was their problem. But then at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives victory in this dunya and in the world to come, in this world and in the hereafter, by the will of Allah. إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا. الله سبحانه وتعالى will give victory to his messengers and those who follow them in this and يوم يقوم الأشهاد and in the hereafter by the will of Allah. The first thing, dear brothers and sisters, there are a few things which will I'll go very quickly over what we can do. Of course, we can do dua. The problem is, a lot of people think the only thing that we can do is dua. That is one thing that you can hear. But the very people who say that don't do that dua. And when they do it, they don't do it in the way that they are desperate for an answer. Dua should come from the heart and it should fulfill the conditions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering that dua. It should be day and night. It should be in open and in secrecy. We should really go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that dua to help the people suffering, bring them victory and dignity, accept their shuhada. Also to forgive our shortcomings, because maybe we could have done more. And you need to ask yourself, could I have done more? And if you could have done that, make istighfar and then do more now. Do what you can now. Do not also fall into despair yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to our rescue and give us maghfirah. Financial help. I don't know if you've seen a lot of these pictures. Snowing. A woman with her children barely wearing much, and it's snowing and they are outside. They don't have a shelter, or they're waiting for a bus, or they're waiting for something to happen for hours and hours and hours. And those who have shelter, these shelters are not really equipped with warm water and central heating, etc. It is maybe as bad as being outside in the cold. Help financially. There are so many organizations here in the UK that actually help your money reaching and helping your brothers and sisters. And I do, alhamdulillah, there are a few initiatives that came from your community. Barakallahu feekum. Protesting on a regular basis, particularly against regimes such as Russia. Also ask your government to freeze and block all property and financial assets of key members of Al-Assad regime. We heard of the resolution passed recently, whether that will make any difference or not, but at the end of the day, it is, in my opinion, it's too little too late. Boycott the Syrian regime, Russia and all the countries supporting the atrocities against the people of Syria in general and Halab in particular. Send a message to your government through your MP expressing the need to help the Syrian people and to ask the British government to have a more active role in helping, not just by words, not people just shedding tears. We can all do that. It's easy to shed tears. We need actions beyond the tears. Also, analyze and expose the vile propaganda and conspiracy theories coming from supporters of Syrian regime and its allies. One thing I must ask you to do, and myself, is really to go back to the original problems we had many decades ago, and we have not done much to it, and now we see it reoccurring. Palestine, dear brothers and sisters. A story, a very short story. A very wealthy man, very, very wealthy indeed, and he was on very weak and ailing. some thieves came and invaded some of their farms and took some chicken. So he told his sons to go and look for the chicken and who actually stole the chicken from their farm. Then they were thinking, you know, we are very rich people, you know, these are just a few chicken. What could it make? What difference will it make? Our father is getting old. They didn't do much about it. Later, weeks later, the thieves came and stole some cattle. And then later, they stole some gold and so on. And the father, all the time, he was saying, go and look for the chicken. Look for the original problem that is perhaps causing all these problems around Palestine. To make it safe, all the countries need to be destroyed around it. We stop thinking of Palestine, we stop thinking of Al-Quds and Bayt al-Maqdis, and we really, part of the solution is to go back to that, dear brothers and sisters. I would say return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establish salah, pay your zakah, dear brothers and sisters, be charitable, leave sins behind, and make sincere tawbah. If we cannot do much there, we can do a lot here. On a personal level, become a pious man and or woman. Become near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do what you can, even as a person. Because sins can hurt this ummah as much as the most brutal enemy, as the ulama say. Our sins are affecting us and affecting our brothers and sisters elsewhere. So we need really to make tawbah, leave sins behind, be better Muslims. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. Remember our role on this earth. That should not scare us. To the contrary, we need to adhere to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love your brothers and sisters in Islam. Love your brothers and sisters in Islam. Forgive them. See your attitude towards your brothers and sisters. Sometimes we can forgive everything, but one brother, he says something, we boycott him or her, and we think that they are bad, and we wage war against them. Why? Where is forgiveness? If someone is bad to you, if you show the good side, they will retract. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنَ. Belong and be part of this ummah. Feel that you are part of this ummah. مَثَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي تَوَادِّهِمْ وَتَرَاحُمِهِمْ كَمَثَلِ الْجَسَدِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضُ تَدَاعَى لَهُ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّةِ. We need to be part of a body. If part of it feels the pain, or if it is injured, then the rest of the body should feel fever and restlessness. There are many we can do. Observe moral conduct. We're not only we having this, we have on a daily basis crazy people driving vans into innocent people. And it's affecting our communities, one after the other, and people having this idea, whether it is wrong or right, they will have it. And some extreme politicians are making use of these incidents. And also the media, it is a very rich material for the media to attack you. You can respond by being a good Muslim, to show the highest moral conduct. Be nice to people, be good, be charitable. Open yourself to the communities around you. Help them. Show the contrary to what is being propagated. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alameen naka hamidun majid. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم. اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم، والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم رد هذه الأمة إلى دينها، اللهم ردها إلى كتابك وسنة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم احقن دماءنا، اللهم احقن دماء المسلمين، اللهم احفظنا من فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن بين أيدينا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا مؤزرا، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا في سوريا، اللهم انصر إخواننا المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم ارحم إخواننا في العراق، في الموصل وحول الموصل يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في ميانمار وفي الصين، اللهم انصرهم في فوق كل أرض وتحت كل سماء. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.